Track 4.
第四音轨。
All around the world.
世界啪啪走。
Page 24 to page 29.
第24页到第29页。
Stockholm, a city on water.
斯德哥尔摩，水上之都。
斯德哥尔摩是瑞典首都，也是瑞典第一大城市，它由许多的大小岛所组成。这座城市充满了丰富的历史和文化，让我们一起去看看吧。
Stockholm is the capital of Sweden. It is filled with history and culture. It also has beautiful natural scenery. Situated on many islands and at the confluence of Lake Mälaren and the Baltic Sea,Stockholm can be said to be a city on water.
The Old Town is the heart of Stockholm. The Old Town is like a large living museum. Colorful old buildings, craft shops, and coffee shops are everywhere. Not to mention famous attractions, such as the Grand Square, Stockholm Cathedral, and Stockholm Royal Palace.
The metro stations in Stockholm are known for being the longest art exhibition in the world. This is because almost every station has its own unique artwork. Stadion Station is a cave station. The artist decorated it with plenty of blue and rainbows. It has been transformed from a cold cave into a magical place like a colorful underwater world.
Stockholm is a city on water.But there is a shipwreck on land. Let's check out the Vasa Museum. It has the only fully preserved 17th century warship in the world. Vasa, a super large warship, was blown over by a strong wind and sank to the bottom of the sea on its maiden voyage.
Now it is displayed in the museum.Visitors can look around this majestic shipwreck from different points. There are also various exhibits featuring Vasa tales and Sweden's naval history. Don't miss this museum, one of the most popular in Northern Europe.
In this city on water, take a boat or ride a canoe to explore the city's scenic landscapes and eat classic Swedish meatballs once ashore.What a pleasant lifestyle they have in Northern Europe. Stockholm is really a great city, isn't it?
GEPT Listening Test
接着来做做看听力测验，请用音笔点选我，并翻到名师解析第三页，选出正确答案。
1. Where can you see a shipwreck on land?
A. The Old Town.B. Stadion Station. C. The Vasa Museum.
2. What can you do in the old town?
A. Drink some coffee. B. Visit old buildings. C. Both of the above.
3. What happened to Vasa?
A. It was blown over by a strong wind and sank to the bottom of the sea. B. Enemies of Sweden attacked it. C. The artist decorated it with plenty of blue and rainbows.